Tribute. A Eulogy for Tricia Slater by her neighbour, Sandy White. Written by Sarah Penrose.
I feel a bit of a fraud up here, if I'm honest. But then, it's just you and me, isn't it? And somebody has to do it. You can't pass away without a bit of... Do you want to say something?
No, I'm all right. You're fine. You go ahead.
You don't have a standard speech or anything? What with all the catering vans outside her house, it looks like she had a pretty comprehensive funeral plan. You sure she hasn't written something? Okay. Well, I'll keep it short. So, yes. Tricia. You know, it's funny that I'm the one up here doing the talking. If she'd had her way, I'd be lying where she is now and she'd be dancing on the lid. I did think she got through a lot of cigarettes. I thought about warning her. Then I thought about buying her a load more. Anyway, she's here now and the two things may have no connection at all. It was stomach cancer, wasn't it? Not lung cancer. So, well, she was my neighbour. That's how I knew her. She was very smart, well-groomed, always. You might have thought she was attractive, even with the blonde highlights and everything. I did, when I first met her, before I got to know her. I was looking for a place of friendliness and welcome after my... Well, and there she was, wafting around in one of those dresses they talk about in books. What are they called? The sort you drink Mai Tais in. Caftan, that's it. I thought it looked great fun, this little row of houses with its Mai Tai neighbours. She had a way of making you feel special, included even. It was only after I moved in I realised she was being nice because she wanted rid of the previous owners. She was a good gardener. I'm sure there must be more positive things to say, I just can't think of any. It is possible that she was the way she was because of her illness. Illness can rumble on for years, can't it, before it becomes apparent? Maybe before she got ill, she was a lovely person. Oh, yep, come in, please. Take a seat.
Excuse me, is this Martha
Michaels? No, this isn't Martha Michaels. This is Tricia. Tricia Slater. I think Martha might be coming up next. Do you want to wait? We could do with more bodies. Sorry, I didn't mean bodies. Bye then. Where was I? So, yes, I moved in next door around the time her husband left. I did tell him about today, by the way, but he said he'd open a bottle of champagne at home instead. He had just had this major operation, a heart bypass, quadruple, whatever that means. You don't have four hearts, so quite why you need bypasses done in quadruplicate, I'm not sure. Anyway, he said that she'd have looked after him better if he'd had four legs, fur and a tail. She didn't visit him in the hospital. No time, she said. She was too busy taking the cat to the vets. So he left. He said he'd have had to have another if he'd stayed. Heart bypass, not cat. Wouldn't that make it quintuple? Anyway, it's this lovely little spot. Row of terraced houses in the woods. So pretty. I wanted to rebuild my life after. I thought buying this place and doing it up would give me a focus, something other than... I was in hospital, you see. Not my choice, not what I wanted. I had a bit of an episode at work and they put me in there. It didn't last long, but nobody wants to be in there, I tell you. So, this little house seemed the ideal place. Out of the way, where nobody really knows it's there other than the locals, and yet it's just a short drive into town. Perfect. Idyllic. To begin with, it was okay. I mean, she complained a lot, but it was manageable. Said she wasn't getting any sleep because of the noise my builders were making. I made the mistake of asking if she was on the night shift, and she didn't like that. Turns out she didn't work at all. She just liked to sleep until one. I'm sorry, but I don't know any builders who start at one. Then she decided to stop me parking near my house. Complained every time I did so, even though I wasn't blocking anyone, and none of the other neighbours minded. And my car mysteriously kept getting lumps taken out of it. I couldn't prove anything, and it stopped happening when I parked where she wanted me to, just a short hike from the house. She had a thing about parking. Then she hated the way I prune my hydrangeas. She likes everything manicured like a municipal park. I like things a bit more natural. I asked her not to prune my shrubs after I'd pruned them, and she threatened me with a pair of secateurs. One day I was driving down the track and I saw her having an argument with the people at the top end there. There are some houses there, you see, at the start of the track, and then there's the track through the woods, and then you come to a clearing and it's us. It's all very rustic, no tarmac or anything. She was yelling at them about how they were parking their cars. She came stomping over when she saw me and told me that I should tell them that I agreed with her. I didn't know what to say. I just asked her what the problem was and explained that they had to park there, that they were just parking as close as they could to their houses. I said I thought they were very considerate, really, tucking them in so well. She flew into a rage at that, told me she might have known better than to try and get anywhere with a nutcase like me. I kept very quiet. I don't know if she knew about my time in hospital. I hadn't told anyone. I don't think she did, because when I didn't respond, she changed tack. Decided that I must be autistic. I'm not, but I haven't got anything against people that are. It looks like a hellish thing to be, and all that anxiety and not being able to cope with people. For months afterwards, every time I went outside, it was, "How's your autism today, Sandy?" and that sort of thing. And I met this woman, Maeve. She lives on the hillside, that little bungalow. She's in her 70s, and her highness, sorry, Tricia, had punched her in the face one morning because she was walking her dog without a lead on. I said to Maeve, maybe you should report her to the police, but she said there weren't any witnesses and they wouldn't do anything, so she left it. The problem is, though, if she does it again. Mind you, she isn't going to now, is she? Oh, dear. I'm a Christian woman. I ought to be able to say something nice. She was very smart. Always well turned out. She knew how to get what she wanted. I got very low, I'm ashamed to say. I considered doing something drastic. Not pills, because I wasn't sure how long it would take for people to find me. So I thought maybe I'd drive my car off the slope and down into the trees below, but cars have such good safety ratings these days. Then I found out that the neighbour on the other side of her had actually tried it and failed. Tried hanging himself from one of the trees, but the branch snapped. Not before he lost consciousness, though. Maeve found him, or rather a dog found him. He woke up to having his face licked by a big German shepherd, and he thought he'd gone to hell, poor man. He doesn't say it's down to her, so it could have been any number of things. But it did happen after they fell out over a rhododendron he'd planted. She loves her cats. There must have been good in there somewhere, mustn't there? If she could love, she must have been lovable. It's my shame that I never managed to find that in her, or in myself. Maybe she was lonely. It has to be horrible to see enemies wherever you go. But she didn't do herself any favours. After that incident with the people at the top of the track, she had it in for them too. She complained about every possible thing. She didn't like it when they pollarded their trees or painted their rendering or this, that and the other. And gradually it got harder and harder to get through in the car because they all started parking further into the track just to make a point, I think. And now we're here today. Just the two of us. Because nobody else would come. You're here because you're paid to be, and I'm here just to make sure she's really, you know. And you know, it is entirely possible that she would have got to the hospital on time if the ambulance had been able to get through. So, her legacy lives on, because the people who blocked the track are now having to talk to the police about it. Even now she's dead, she still managed to get somebody in trouble. Maybe that will make her happy at last. She was always very smart, very well dressed, well coiffed. You could certainly say that about her. Goodbye, Tricia. I'll say a prayer for you and for me. If we're very lucky, we won't meet again. Your ex-husband says he'll take hell over a heaven with you in it any day of the week. I told him be careful what you wish for. I gather his heart's not doing so well. You might find you're in there together. Poor old Lucifer. He better make sure his hydrangeas are pruned correctly. That's all I can say.